Father God, we just give you the praise, honor, and glory. We thank you, Father, for everything that you've done in our midst today. But we thank you, Father, right now, as we get ready to speak your word. We thank you, Father, that your word will not return void. But Father God, we thank you that word will penetrate the hearts and the lives of each and every one of us. And Father God, we just thank you for revival to this nation, revival to this generation. We thank you, Father, for signs, wonders, miracles, and healings taking place in our midst. Father, we thank you right now. We come not in our own strength, not in our own power, not in our own might, not in our own ability, but your strength, your power, your might, and your ability that you be lifted up. Father God, we just thank you for the Holy Spirit that lives big on the inside of us. And we thank you for the anointing of God that's present here today. And we just give you the praise, honor, and glory. In Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. God's a good God. Amen. Amen. Just kind of want to let you know, I won't be at the fellowship on Saturday. I'm actually leaving out Thursday morning, 6 a.m., with a group of students, and we're going to Ramah, Thailand. So we're going to be there on a mission trip for like 10 days. In fact, in the next few months, I'm going to be in and out of the country, actually. Next month, I'm looking at going maybe to Dubai, which we're actually looking at opening Ramah Dubai coming up. And then I'm going to Hong Kong in May. So got a chance to travel the world. It's always fun, except for the time change is really not that cool, especially when you land at midnight. They got to speak the next morning at noon, so it's like it's one of those deals. Amen. Well, tonight's going to be a little different. It's going to be a faith message, but I'm going to do it from a perspective I've never really done it before. I'm going to talk about my faith battle. Last night I really started not feeling real well, and so I'm going to give you some things that I did. And why I'm here today, and the reason I'm going to tell you those is so that you can put those in practice for yourself as well. You know, sometimes many ministers, especially, they don't want to look like they don't, you know, the devil ever attacks them or whatever. But I'm pretty transparent. I'm pretty, I have the same devil that you have. Amen. He tries to attack me just like he attacks you. And so last night I started not feeling very well. I went to go eat last night and ate a hamburger, took two bites, and I just couldn't feel. I was not feeling real well, and so I went home and felt like I really had a little bit of fever. And I remembered some things my grandfather always would say. Now, my grandfather, if many of you heard him, he talked about that he hadn't had a headache in 63 years or whatever it was, but he always said that I passed up many marvelous opportunities to have a headache. And what he was saying was that there were many times his head hurt. There were many times that the way he would say it is, he had the symptoms of a headache, but he would take authority over it, and it would leave. See, we have to decide, whether we're going to keep a headache or not. We have to decide whether we're going to, let sickness remain or do something about it. Actually, last night, like I said, I wasn't feeling that well. I got in bed, the first thing I said to myself is, Jesus didn't die on the cross so I can feel like this. I mean, we have to understand that Jesus died on the cross and then took stripes on his back. 1 Peter 2:24 talks about that by his stripes, we were healed. And, he died on the cross so that we can be healed. And healing does belong to us. It's been given, it's our right, and it's our privilege. If you have your Bible, let's turn to Mark chapter 11. Many of you realize that this is kind of keynote scriptures for our ministry, but Mark 11, we'll start in verse 22. Mark 11, 22 said, Jesus answered and said to them, talking about his disciples, he said, have faith in God. Now, I always bring this up because before anything, we have to understand our faith always has to be in God. Many people try to have faith in themselves or faith in their parents or faith in some minister, but your faith has to be in God. Now, I don't know how many times I heard my grandfather, whenever he would pray for people, he's saying, I can't heal a gnat's wing or a fly's eyeball. You know, he said, I'm not the healer. Jesus is the healer. Our faith has to be in God. And I always kind of point out, to remind you that, all you have to do is pull out a dollar bill, and the back of the dollar bill, it says, "In God we trust." Also says it on your penny. You just can't see it unless you have really good eyes. But, you know, have faith in God, or in God we trust. We have to trust in God. It's in him we trust. But it goes on to say, it says, "For assuredly, I say to you that whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast in the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things that he says will be done, he will have whatever he says." Now notice, it's saying he's going to have whatever he says. It says you're going to have whatever you say. It doesn't say you're going to have whatever God says. You know, you have to realize that Jesus already took care of your sickness 2,000 years ago. Some people, you know, when they're praying, they're like begging God, well, Lord, do something about this. Well, he's already done something about it. You know, and that's the thing about it, is a lot of times our mentality, we have to realize that Jesus already did something about it. And whenever he acted on your behalf, he then gave you the authority to say something, to do something. You have the right to speak. Now, it says to say it with our mouth, but also we have to believe in our heart. You know, many people are good about praying, but they don't necessarily believe what they say sometimes. Now, they want to believe it, and maybe they believe it for a short time, but, you know, they say it, they believe it for a little bit, all of a sudden they start hurting more, and they start questioning whether it's working. Or people get mad, well, how come it hasn't worked? Now, you know, of all days, you know, really to not feel very well, I mean, I didn't actually sleep real well last night. You know, it was the one night that we actually lose an hour of sleep of all days. So, you know, I got to bed late anyway. And, you know, but many times I woke up in the middle of the night. And many times, I've done it, you've done it, you know, when we've waken up or whenever something's hurting, or sometimes maybe, you know, our back hurts. And we go, oh, my back hurts. You know, we talk about how bad we hurt. You know, I was very careful last night not to talk about how bad I hurt or how I feel, because it's not about how I feel, it's about what I know. And many times that we keep a hold of something we don't want because we can't talk about what we have. But we can have what we say. You know, and every time that I woke up and wasn't feeling that well, I would say, "Thank you, Father, I'm well. Thank you, Father, I'm whole." You know, and you know, I believe what Jesus did. And, you know, one of my favorite scriptures to read is John 10:10. "The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I've come that you might have an abundant life." Now, here's the deal, is that even though that I know that Jesus came for me to have a healthy life and to be well, the devil's going to try to put thoughts in my mind like, "Well, you're not going to be good. I mean, you can't go to church. I mean, you know, and, you know, I had to go to church this morning. Then knowing I had to drive here to Oklahoma City, I mean, you know, well, you know, you're going to throw up in the car all the way here." I mean, those are thoughts that I had. I mean, those are, you know, those are natural things that we think about. Well, you know, you're going to have to call in sick, or you're going to have to do this, you're going to have to do that. I mean, that was what my mind was saying. But every time my mind would say something, I would say, "Thank you, Father, I'm well. Thank you, Father, I'm well." Now, I will say this. I don't want to act like I didn't do anything naturally. You know, I drank fluids and, you know, water, and actually got some Gatorade. Some stuff that in the natural, actually, last night I had a Sprite. I'm not normally drink Sprite, but I remember when I was sick, my mom would always say, you know, get a Sprite or a 7-Up. I'm not sure if it really works or not, but I mean, you know, it's, you know, I try to do what I can do in the natural, you know, and I always believe in doing what you do, can in the natural, and let God take care of the rest. But, you know, and I will say this morning, when I finally woke up, it felt like my fever broke because I was, you know, I was sweating and, felt a little better. I'm getting ready for church, you know, got to church. And when it seemed like as soon as I walked in the church building, I started feeling sick again. You know, and that's some, in fact, my dad said, he walked in, he goes, well, what's the matter? I mean, I said, I just kind of mumbled, you know, didn't really want to say anything. You know, finally I told him, I said, I just really hadn't been feeling that well, but I'll be fine. I'll be fine. You know, and, you know, but the devil keeps on saying the whole time at church, and he was like, you know, this morning, well, you know, you're just, it's getting worse and worse and worse. And, you know, I kept, the Bible says, resist the devil, he'll flee from us. You know, and I'm going through my battle because I want to let you know this happens to me. It also happens to you as well. Is that, you know, when the devil starts, you know, he starts talking to us, or actually, when I say the devil, a lot of it's our own mind, you know, trying to tell us, you know, things or whatever. And, you know, this afternoon when I said, well, I'm going to go home and take a nap before I come here. That's pretty much my normal ritual. I always go home and take about an hour or so nap before we head here to Oklahoma City. And, you know, when I got in the bed, I said this, you know, I actually requoted the scripture. It says, by his stripes, I was healed. It doesn't say I'm going to be healed. It says I was healed. And that's the deal. It doesn't say, you know, that you're going to be healed. It's was is past tense. You know, you were healed. And, you know, a lot of times, even in our own mind, we're believing God that we're going to be healed. Well, going to be is future tense, all right? But was or were is past tense. And we have to understand that we were healed. You know, I'm going to say something, and I know a lot of times it's really, we don't mean to say this, but a lot of times we'll say this, something like, I'm believing that I'm going to get well. Well, if you're believing you're going to get well, then that's out in the future somewhere. You have to believe that you are well. See, you can have whatever you say. You know, you can have it or you don't have to. But see, when we say it with the mouth, we have to believe. We have to believe. And that's where we fight a lot of times with what do we really believe? Do we really believe we're well? Do we really believe? Because it's hard to believe something that when our body tells us differently. You know, it's our body tells us, well, you don't really feel that good. Well, no, duh, I don't feel that good. But you know, I'm not moved by what I feel. You know, and many times, you know, I thank God for the opportunity to sit under my grandfather's ministry for such a long time, because many times whenever I hear the devil or my own mind saying things, I'll hear my grandfather in his voice and some of the way he would say things, just because you know, and that's one thing that the Bible says that the Holy Spirit will bring back to remembrance those things. And I mean, there's been many times that there are scriptures in the Bible that I didn't, you know, if you would have asked me 10 minutes earlier, I wouldn't have really remembered it. But 10 minutes later, whenever I needed to remember it, the Lord brought it back to my remembrance. There's been many times whenever people have come and asked me some questions that there were scriptures that I've read, I know, but I really weren't, you know, all of a sudden it just came back to my remembrance. Hey, you know, this is real. But you know what? Our faith has to be in God. We have to believe that God is able, that God sent his son, Jesus, to die upon the cross, to take the stripes on his back. And because of his stripes, we were healed. Now, if we were healed, that means we are healed. Now, you know, here's the issue. You know, what I was dealing with was a little nausea and, you know, maybe some flu-type symptoms or those kind of things. And that's one thing, because you know what? Ultimately, I'm going to make it regardless. Do you understand that? I mean, even if I have to go, even worst case scenario, you go for 2 or 3 days throwing up, feeling bad, you make it. But you know what? This is the same way that you believe God, that when you're facing cancer or facing any kind of situation. Now, the thing about people say, well, that's a whole lot harder. Well, you know, there are no degrees of sickness. You realize that sickness is the same. It didn't say, well, Jesus took the stripes on his back for some sickness, but not for others. He took the stripes on his back for every sickness and every disease. You know, and it's the same way. There are no degrees of sin. Now, I know that we have certain degrees. I mean, if we go through our what we call the Ten Commandments, and most people would think that the killing is a lot more stronger than lying, because you know that's that. But they're all on the same list. Do you realize that? Because most people, you know, wouldn't think about killing somebody, but you know, they might tell a little white lie or a little fib or whatever you want to say, you know. But you know, there are no degrees of sin. There's no degrees of sickness. That if you can believe God for a cold, you can also believe God for cancer. If you can believe God for, you know, for anything, and all you have to do is believe. And it's really all about God, all about, you know, putting our faith and our trust in Him. But we're the ones that do the speaking part. We have to speak, you know. And what I always do is I keep speaking. Like I said, every time I woke up last night, then I would say, thank you, Father, that I'm well. Thank you, Father, that my stomach doesn't hurt anymore. Thank you, Father, that this fever's gone. Thank you, Father, that I'm completely well. And I would keep speaking it and keep speaking it and keep speaking it. But, you know, I did the same thing. One time I believed in God for a car, a new car that I wanted. And every day, every time I would, you know, every morning when I would wake up, one of the first things I would say was, thank you, Father, for my new car. All throughout the day, I would thank God for my new car. I would continue to say what I wanted to happen. And I believe that that's what we have to do. We have to continue to put it out there. Continue to speak. Continue to speak. Because, you know, I think that the more you say it, the more you start believing it. You know, there are some times too, and you know, maybe you get around some people that weren't brought up in church or whatever, and they're like, well, that's not going to happen. You know, well, the deal is we're not moved by somebody else's faith. We have to be moved by our own faith. It doesn't matter if they don't think it's going to happen. You know, nobody made them boss. And you know, many people, you know, they have trouble when somebody else is, you know, telling them, well, there's no way they can. Well, God says you can. You know, the Bible says, if you can believe, all things are possible. But the question is, if you can you believe? Can you speak? Because, you know, it's really up to us. Because Jesus said he came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. He came and he died for us to have an abundant life. Now, the only reason we don't have an abundant life is because we don't claim that abundant life. Well, the true reason we don't have abundant life is because the devil is there to steal, kill, and destroy. And things tie in together because, you know, many times people, you know, do not resist the devil. I mean, you know, I know times that the people are, you know, having pain, have this, they don't even say anything about it. Well, I'll just take some aspirin, maybe I'll feel better. You know, every time I always come against the devil, every time I start feeling pain in my body, it doesn't matter. Now, it doesn't mean I don't take aspirin or take, well, I don't take aspirin, but you know, take Advil or Motrin or some other Tylenol or some other pain reliever. But the thing about it is that we can have whatever we say. And I want that to hit home, that if you're not saying anything, you're not, you know, it's your mouth that changes your destiny. You know, and I'm speaking tonight, you know, more on a sickness situation, but it's the same way when it comes to finances. Same way, well, You know, some people say, well, you know, the economy is bad or this is bad. You know, the Bible doesn't say that that Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly only if the economy is good. Or only if we have the right, you know, president in power or the right Congress or this or that. Or we haven't had, you know, or if your company's doing good. I mean, it doesn't say that. You realize that we're not dependent upon anything except for what we say. It says we can say to a mountain, move, and it has to move if we believe. See, we have been given the ultimate power, the ultimate authority. And, you know, we can change things based upon what we say and what we believe. Now, truly, obviously, our faith has to be in God. Understand that, because God's the one that's doing it. But he's only doing something that we ask him to do. The Bible says, you have not because you ask not. Ask what you will, and it shall be done. You know, all you got to do is ask him. There's many times that we face situations and, you know, that we have situations where things didn't work out like we want them to or whatever. And, you know, but all we got to do is ask him, and he'll help us every time. Every time. He'll help us. He's there for us because you know what? God loves you. God loves you. Now, sometimes this is my own sense of humor. You know, the Bible said God loves a cheerful giver, but God loves more than a cheerful giver, okay? He loves you regardless of whether you're a cheerful giver or not. He still loves you anyway. All right, you know. But God loves you, and you know, there's no getting away from God's love. Now, He loves you unconditionally. And God's always for you. He's never against you. He doesn't want you sick. You know, being a parent myself, and a grandparent, I mean, I don't want my kids or my grandkids sick. And God's the same way. He doesn't want you sick. He wants you well. But, you know, the thing about it is, too, He made the provision for you by sending his son Jesus to die upon the cross, take the stripes on his back. He's given you everything you need. All you got to do is ask. All you got to do is claim it. All you got to do is speak. You know, it's your words. It's not my words. Now, I understand there are a prayer of agreement where we can come together and we can agree together. But I know many times my grandfather, people would come and they'd say, well, Brother Hagin, will you agree with me about this certain situation? He goes, most certainly. He goes, let's pray. And then they would wait for Brother Hagin to pray for him. You know, he goes, well, no, I'm going to be the agreeer. You pray. I'm going to agree to your prayer. See, many people, they wanted him to say something, wanted him to do something. No, he was going to come to an agreement with whatever words they said. You know, there's many times that we visit people in the hospital, you know, going through sickness or whatever, and we'll ask them a lot of times, well, where is your faith? Well, what do you want to believe? Because it's not according to my faith, it's according to your faith. You know, there are some people who say, well, I have faith that the doctor can take care of it, or I have faith that it can be removed. That I don't have to have certain. Wherever your faith is, that's what I'm going to agree. I'm going to agree with you on your faith. But it's really up to you. You have to decide. What do you believe? You know, it's about you. What do you believe? What are you saying? And many times people don't realize that we have, you know, there's huge power in your mouth and what you say. You can have whatever you say because, you know, I know many times, and I've done it, and you've done it, we've all done it, that you'll say stuff like this. You know, I've said this probably way more than I should have. You know, it just seems come the end of the month, it's always, you know, it always gets tight financially. But you know what? You're going to continue to have tight finances if you keep saying that. You know, or I'm always struggling. I just can never get ahead. See, whatever you believe, you can have. You know, well, you know, I wish this economy would get better so I could have more money. But see, it's according to your faith, be it done unto you. What are you saying? What are you believing? You know, and just like you, whenever I face situations, whenever, you know, I speak the word. You know, and now my grandfather always said this, the number one reason why people do not get healed is because they don't know what the word says. If you don't know what the word says, you can't speak the word. And so that's why you need to read your Bible. You need to get a hold of some scriptures, and that you can stand on, that you can read on a daily basis, that you can read on a, like I said, I'll quote scriptures on an hourly basis. I mean, I went to sleep quoting scriptures last night. I wake up and I quote scriptures. And, but that's what Jesus did. You know, when the devil came against him, he would say, "For it's written." It's written. You know, I know what the Bible says. I know what Jesus did for me. I know that I have the power. It's in my hands. It's whatever I say. But a lot of times, I'm just going to be honest with you, we're lazy. Well, it's a whole lot easier just to stay in bed and not come or not do this or not. Oh, it's okay. I mean, somebody else can preach. And they can, but the fact of the matter is that, I'll say this. I'm getting ready to go on a missions trip. And I know one of our teachers, they went down and they were down in South America. They took a group of students like I'm taking. And, the whole group was hit with the case of Montezuma's Revenge. If some of you know what that is, I mean, they were having a whole lot of bunch of issues. And the teacher, the chaperone said, "You know what? We need to get up and act like the Bible's true." Because that's what Brother Hagin always would say, that kind of stuff. And so him and a few of the people, so the next day, him and about three or four of the group got up. The rest of them were laying in bed. And he said, he said, the rest of the week, said, me and those four guys, I'm not sure if all guys, okay, but me and those four, we didn't have any trouble from that day on. The other ones, they dealt with it. Now they finally got out of bed the next day or whatever, but they dealt with that whole thing the whole time that they were gone. And a lot of times that we just need to get up. We just need to decide to act like the Bible's true. My grandfather always said, I'm going to act like the Bible is true. I'm going to act like I'm healed. Now, if you understand his story, I mean, he walked off of a deathbed, but he said there's many times that after that situation where those symptoms would try to come back on him, and that could play with your mind whenever, because, he was partially paralyzed for over a year. And nobody wants to get back in that position. I mean, like I said, I'm just thinking about last night when my stomach was hurting and I wasn't feeling that good, and it really wasn't that big a deal. Like, I wasn't dying really, you're uncomfortable. Nobody likes to be uncomfortable. But I couldn't imagine being bedfast for a whole year. But the devil will try to speak to our mind. We'll try to say, well, the symptoms are coming back. Or you're going to have this, you're going to have that. And we have to decide, are we going to listen to what the devil says? Or are we going to realize that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy? We have to realize that Jesus didn't die on the cross for you to feel like this. Jesus didn't die on the cross so that you'll never have anything financially or physically or emotionally or what other way. Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly, have an abundant life. Jesus came that we can have everything that we need. And we don't have to feel down in the dumps. He didn't come for us to have depression. He didn't come for us to have, you know, this feeling and that feeling. But the devil is going to try to bring that back to us every time. You know, and the Bible says resist the devil and he'll flee from us. But we have to resist him. Well, what do you mean by resist him? Is that, you know, when the devil tries to bring things back, you know, back in our mind, then we have to say, uh-uh. Jesus took care of that 2,000 years ago. I don't have to deal with that anymore. You know, and, you know, I don't have to deal with it anymore. And it's, but you know what? The devil, he'll keep coming back. Because he's persistent. And, you know, we have to decide that we're going, our faith is going to be persistent as well. What we say is going to be persistent. We can have whatever we say. You know, because nobody wants to be sick. Nobody wants to be, you know, down and out. Nobody wants to have that. And the only way not to is, first of all, realize that Jesus didn't die on the cross for that. I mean, there's been many times that, you know, I just, a saying that I got a few years ago, Jesus didn't die on the cross for me to live like this. He didn't die on the cross for me to hurt like this. He didn't die on the cross so that, you know, I can barely make it in life. But he died on the cross, and he came that we might have an abundant life. That we can have, you know, abundant means a full supply. You know, and according to the word, it doesn't just mean enough because God's the God of more than enough. You know, more than enough. He'll provide more than enough. He's everything that you need. You know, but, and that's not just a financial thing or a physical thing. And, you know, that's also for your emotional. Jesus didn't die on the cross for you to have an, you know, be an emotional basket case. You know, and he came so that you can be free. And, you know, but the way we have freedom is we speak freedom. We say it with our mouth. We believe it in our heart. And we have whatever we say. And we have to know what God's word says. Like I said, the number one reason why people don't get healed is they don't know what God's word says. Man, find out what God's word says. Find scriptures and claim them. Stand on them. Read them. Quote them. Over and over and over and over and over again. I know my grandfather, you know, he would, especially back in, I'm going to call it the olden days, back when first, you know, in ministry, he would go do services for 2 or 3 weeks. And especially in the morning time, he'd always do a faith messages. And so I think he was saying that, you know, they were going to like the third week and or a little past, so, but like he spoke 12 times on the subject of faith. And so some guy said, "Well, Brother Hagin, when are you going to get off that subject?" He says, "Whenever you get it." You know, whenever you get it. And he was persistent of continuing to speak faith over and over and over again. But the Bible says that faith cometh by hearing and hearing and hearing by the word of God. We continue to hear. We got to continue to read. You know, there are many times that we face situations and we believe God and everything worked out. And then 5 years later, we get into a similar situation and we're like, I don't even know what to do. It's because we haven't built our faith up. In fact, you know, it seems a lot of times us modern day Christians only build our faith up whenever we're having issues. But we should continue to build our faith up at all times. At all times. Continue to build your faith and feed your faith and you know, read about faith. And I know in my own life that, coming up next term, fourth term, is that I have a faith class. And so So I'm continuing to study and continue to minister on that subject. You know, and the more I minister on it, the more I get built up. You know, it's just basically just speaking on basic faith. But we can continue to build up. You know, and I think the big deal is that, you know, today I'm bragging on God, not myself. It's not because I'm special. It's not because I was able to speak, you know, some words, but I was able to put into practice what God, you know, had given us. Able to read what the Bible says and do it. You know, God's word works. God's no respecter of persons. My grandfather always said, well, God's word works for me. God's word works for you. God's word always works. And so we just speak his word. We just know the word. We trust God. In God we trust. Believe God, and it'll all work out. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for each and every person here. And we thank you, Father, that whenever we face situations and circumstances, that we'll know what to say and what to do. We'll know that we can speak the word, and the word will change things. We know that we can have whatever we say. And Father God, we just thank you that for each and every person here, we thank you that when they're facing situations in their own life, that they'll remember some of these simple truths we spoke today. I know we're reminding them of what the Bible says, but we thank you, Father, that they'll remember those things. They'll know what to do whenever they're facing those situations. And we just give you the praise, honor, and glory. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, praise God. Before we go, if there's anyone here that needs healing in their body, let's all stand up. If you need healing in your body tonight and you want hands laid on you, just come down here. We want to minister God's healing power to you. Because you know what? We don't want you to leave here sick. We want you to leave here well. And we've had many, many great testimonies of how folks came here, you know, on Sunday night, and we ministered God's healing power to them, and they were well. They were healthy. So if any of you need hands laid on you for healing, we'd love to do that. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just come on down here. The altar's open. Amen. Just remember that Jesus is the healer. I'm not the healer. Jesus is the healer. Amen. And one way that Jesus heals is through the laying on of hands. Amen. So you that are down here, what I want you to do once they got you in line, I want you to close your eyes. I want you to lift both hands toward heaven. And I want you to think about two things, Jesus Christ and your healing. Amen. And I'm going to pray for you. I don't know what I'll say. Don't know what I'll do, but doesn't matter. Whenever I'm going to lay my hands upon your head, and the power of God shall go into your body from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Father God, we just thank you right now for the healing power of God. We just thank you, Father, as we minister God's healing power to them. We just thank you, Father, for changing life and touching them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. There it is right there. That's it right there. Be healed now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name. Oh, there it is. That's it right there. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, there it is. There it is. Receive your healing now in the name of Jesus. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Receive it now. Receive it now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, receive your healing. That's it right there. That's it right there. Hallelujah. Praise God. God's a good God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, like I said, be in prayer for me. I'm leaving Thursday morning. I'll be gone for 10 days. So I'll actually miss the next two Sundays. And so it's going to be a good time. I've actually never been to Thailand, so you know, it was my first time. And so we're excited about that. We're going to do the Rhema graduation there, as well as minister to in a couple, you know, many different things. So it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful time. So keep us in prayer and remember, you know, in the middle of the night, if you ever wake up, we're in the middle of the day, because it's like a 12-hour, exactly 12 hours. So right now it's 7:11 in the morning. So that's pretty easy to figure out what time it is. Amen.